chance to change the world around. With a beat so fresh and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Conquered the impossible and captured its fears. And found out his reward was a huge crowd of cheers. And all too soon he found out he was getting nowhere. Cause the only thing that mattered was a someone who cared. He gave up his heart, the music he loved, and took his place among the stars up above. And from this day forward to the end of time, he was young, gifted and bright. Ooh, it's a trick to change the world around. He was young, gifted and bright, with a chance to change the world around. Get him! Ha! Hoo!
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a review of the recently completed Phil Minnesotan Basketball Invitational, the 19th annual one that took place this past weekend, along with some community announcements for the month of August, which is coming up shortly, along with a plethora of music and some news from the Philippines. As we stated earlier at the beginning of the show, this past weekend was the 19th annual Phil Minnesotan Basketball Invitational, which took place and actually for the first time in two venues this past weekend. One is the current home of Legacy Hoops, which is located in Woodbury, Minnesota. And today, Sunday, it took place at its original home at 43 Hoops in Hopkins. Unfortunately, due to a scheduling conflict there at Legacy Hoops with some other event that was tied into the facility in Woodbury, the continuation of the FMA basketball tournament had to take place in Hopkins bright and early today at 8 a.m. As we stated earlier last week with our guest host, one of our hosts from yesteryear, Eric Asuncion, in our FMA Basketball Invitational preview, there were a total of six teams in the 40-plus, a.k.a. the Masters division, and 10 teams in the 6 feet and under division. Unfortunately, this year, there was not an open division, which was the first time since the inception of the Basketball Invitational 20 years ago. Earlier, you might have heard that I said 19. Well, it's the 19th FMA Basketball Invitational because when COVID happened, unfortunately, in that year, the basketball tournament did not take place. So in the 40-plus Masters division, you were able to see in the finals of that tournament, the two-time defending champion, Felix Lechon, versus a team name from the original inception of the basketball tournament, the Imperial Guards, play in that championship game. And I think for the first time since, I believe, 2018 or 19, our former co-host, Ramon Hugh, was a part of that Imperial Guards team that took on Furious Lechon. And in that finals matchup, it was Furious Lechon that took the repeat, I'm sorry, the three-peat here at the FMA Basketball Invitational, Fierce Lechon. Definitely, from what I heard, I missed parts of the game due to some scheduling conflict. But it looks like that towards the end of the game, they had the game well in hand. One of their top players and a former guest on the Philippine American National News, Jamel Harris, over the course of the weekend, scored over 90 points over the course of four games and roughly averaging, from what I heard, around 22 to 23 points a game in those matchups. I believe a game high for this weekend of 29 points in one of those matchups. And in the 6 feet and under division, you were able to see the finals matchup of Team Lechon versus Fortown. Both of these teams have players outside of Minnesota on their team. Four-star is led by Don Ravenna, who is originally from the Houston area, and he has guys on his team that are also from the Chicagoland area, and I believe a player from North Dakota that participated this weekend. And on Team Lechon, you have a mix of Minnesota young players along with longtime veteran Anthony Asuncion, who performed or has participated in this FMA tournament since the very first year when he was, actually 16 years old himself. And in that matchup, I heard it was a very close matchup in the beginning of the game. But as Team Lechon has done during the course of the weekend, they were able to pull away with their swagger, with their youth, with their speed, and pulled away at the by the start of the second half. They pretty much had that game well at hand. So congratulations to Team Lechon, or the entire Lechon basketball family, as they both took the 40-plus Masters division along with the 6 feet and under division this year. Because of the unusual occurrence of no open division this year, teams voted, and they voted unanimously, that each team could have a player above the height of 6 feet. So teams were able to add those players to their teams. We were able to see in this year's tournament, we had teams from the North Dakota, two teams from North Dakota, along with a young team from St. Cloud, and I believe a team either around the Bemidji or the Brainerd area, from what I was told from some of the people there. You definitely saw that with Team Lechon, their youth, led by Jaden Niche, and along with his friends that he's met through the course of playing in more national tournaments, whether they be open or 6 feet or 5'10 and under divisions, that their youth definitely played a factor in regards to maintaining the pace, quickening the pace, pressing on defense. And so it will be interesting to see in the years to come if Team Lechon locally will have a team that will rise to their level in terms of their skill out there on the floor, their speed. We'll definitely see, and we'll see if next year the open division comes back into the tournament, and Team Lechon may have a decision to make. Do you participate in solely the 6 feet and under division? Do you compete in an open division? Or, like I said, they have the youth. Could they participate in both divisions? And for the first time, you would see, this year was the first time you saw a particular team brand win two divisions, with Fierce Lechon and Team Lechon winning 40-plus and the 6 feet under. Could Team Lechon try to do the trifecta if there's an open division next year? We got to send our shout-outs to Budava, the overall chairperson of the FMA Basketball Invitational, along with the entire staff and board members of the Phil Minnesota Association, for putting this event together, especially on the fly, trying to get everything situated between two venues. Basically got done with the tournament approximately around 2:30 on Saturday for the first day, and made their way to Hopkins to set up for Sunday. So kudos for them on what they were able to accomplish for this year's 19th annual Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational. It'll be interesting to see what is in store for the 20th anniversary of the Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational. But as we said earlier, there are additional community announcements, not just this review that we did of the Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational, but on Sunday, August the 2nd, the Philippine Center of Minnesota will be having their monthly Carrenderia at the Philippine Center of Minnesota in Maplewood, Minnesota, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The following week after that, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their annual family campout at the Lake Independence Marsh View Group Camp in Bakers Park Reserve in Maple Plain, Minnesota. What you'll be able to find at this event is potluck games, karaoke, bingo, movies, popcorn, bonfire, and s'mores. For more information in regards to this event, contact Mary Jane at 763-742-5507. In regards to event also that same weekend at the Philippine Center of Minnesota on August the 9th, they will be having a free health clinic from 8:30 a.m. through 11:30 a.m. And from what you'll be able to find there on some services provided, medical consultation, blood pressure monitoring, healthcare information, record reviews. Open to individuals ages 65 and older, as well as newly arrived teachers and nurses. For more information, you can contact Dodge at 651-260-1072. As well as another community announcement that we can get into is also next weekend, there is also an event that will be able to, which will also be taking place, and this is taking place in Ham Lake, Minnesota. There is an event, Pag-asa, that will be taking place, and I know that the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be performing at that event. But for right now, we are going to play a song from Jeremy Passion, Ignacio Pascual, and Gabe Bunduk. And this is their track, Catching One Lemonade.
What up, guys? It's Nigo.
My name is Gabe Bunduk, and this is a medley of our songs, and we hope you enjoy.
Catching One Lemonade. Let's go.
Sunshine in the rain. She's my Tylenol when I'm in pain, yeah. Let me tell you what she means to me. Like a tall glass of lemonade when it's burning out on summer days. She's exactly what I need. She's soothing like, oh, the ocean rushing on the sand. She takes care of me, baby, and she helps me be a better man. She's so beautiful, oh, sometimes I stop to close my eyes. She's exactly what I need. I need. She's exactly what I need. Just came from another mistake, just another heartbreak. Repeating it over and over till the hearts break. Losing my mind every time with you. Back through the ringer and we always sit rewind, baby. Say something stupid and you start to see red. I'm trying to please you but I'm losing my head. Think I need a bounce of me, I'll hit the ground running till I drop dead. But every time you tell me that you love me, every time you tell me that you want me, making me feel and think it's the same inside. I will keep it to myself but I gotta let you know that I'm catching feelings for you. Feelings for you, gotta let you know that I'm catching feelings for you. I'm catching feelings, feelings. I'm catching feelings. I'm catching feelings. Gotta let you know. Can see just who I am inside. The way my heart doesn't listen, and so it just keeps wishing, wishing you were close to me, so that its beat would be synchronized with yours. You're the one, you're the one, you're the one, you're the one for me. You're the one, you're the one, you're the one for me now. You're the one, you're the one, you're the one. Perfectly fine and sway will always at the perfect height. Faithful and true to him and to you, I'll stay forever this way.
Once again, that was Jeremy Passion, Ingio Pascual, and Gabe Bundok with Catching One Lemonade. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard live here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities, along the internet at KFAI.org, and by searching the Filipino American National News, our shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and you can also find us via Google Play and Apple Store by searching the KFAI app. In regards to that last announcement, community announcement that we spoke of, the Pag-asa event will be taking place at 10:30 a.m., and it's to be officiated by Father Vic Valencia at the Lions Park. And this is a celebration of Samahang Pag-asa Fiesta in Ham Lake, Minnesota. It's the 25th annual fiesta in honor of our Mother of Perpetual Help. But in regards to our news from the news desk, this comes from the AP. A tropical storm was blowing across the Philippines, mountainous north Friday, worsening more than a week of bad weather that has caused at least 25 deaths and prompted evacuation in villages hit by flooding and landslides. The storm was a Typhoon Komei when it blew Thursday night into the town of Agno in Pangasinan province with a maximum sustained winds of 74 miles per hour and a gust of 102 miles per hour. It was weakened at its advance northward and sustained winds of 53 miles per hour Friday afternoon. Komei was intensified seasonal monsoon rains that has swamped a large swath of the country for more than a week. Disaster response officials have received reports of at least 25 deaths since last weekend, mostly due to flash floods. Toppled trees, landslides, and electrocution. Eight other people reported missing, they said. There were no immediate reports of deaths or injuries directly caused by the Komei, locally called Imong, the fifth weather disturbance to hit the Philippines since the rainy season started in last month. More than a dozen more tropical storms were expected to batter the Southeast Asian country the rest of the year, the forecaster said. The government shut down schools in metropolitan Manila for the third day Friday and suspended classes in 35 provinces in the Marine Northern region of Luzon. More than 80 towns and cities, mostly in Luzon, have declared a state of calamity, a designation that speeds emergency funds and freezes the price of commodities, including rice. And for right now, we are going to play a song from the group Cat's Eye, who is going to start off their world tour on November the 11th at the Armory, their beautiful chaos tour. And the name of this track is entitled Gabriella.
Against all odds, I have built and sustained this empire over the last 20 years. A miracle, truly. No thanks to any of you. I would love to say that my legacy is in capable hands, but alas, the talent in this room is quite disappointing. However, one of you must succeed me and claim my name as the next CEO of Gabriella Enterprises. So, who will be the next Gabriella?
I'll be the next Gabriella, and I'll make you proud, twin.
Darling, you may smell of roses, but you reek of desperation. You know, I'm Gabriella.
This is not a monarchy. I demand a vote.
That was so cute.
While you were all here playing executive dress-up, I've been here actually saving the company.
I built our luxury wigs division.
I'm her favorite.
I'm Gabriella. Oh.
Ladies, silence!
It's nice to see a competitive spirit. May the best Gabriella win.
I couldn't catch it, heart in the casket. You always knew the starring role, the main attraction. Got cameras flashing like ooh. You got everybody's eyes and just for you. And I see it too. Yeah, ooh. You can have anyone else you wanted to. I'm begging you. Hands up.
Just like the summer under the covers, me in the middle, overprotective of my lover. You made me want it like ooh. If you made all of these fantasies come true, what would you do? You could have anyone else you wanted to, but I'm begging you. Hands up, Gabriella, Gabriella, hands up.
And once again, that was Cat's Eye with Gabriela. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News, and we are going to end the show with a track from the British band The Sugar Babes with their song Push the Button. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.